And we continue at 10:36 on the Bob France Authority, AM 1420, The Answer. All right, there was a lot of really, really heavy stuff, and it's very important stuff that we were just doing in talking about with Ryan Morrow with respect to terrorism and jihadism and all the rest. And I told you I wanted to take a break from all of that and put a smile on your face. This is something that I became aware of relatively recently through a friend of mine named Dan Hopkins, who is closely associated with an organization called GG's Playhouse, which is brand new in Cleveland. There are GG's Playhouse locations all around the country, but it's brand new in Cleveland. GG's Playhouse is a one-of-a-kind achievement center for individuals with Down syndrome, as well as their families and the community. They offer more than 30 therapeutic and educational programs that advance literacy, math skills, motor skills, and much, much more, all of which is free of charge to these individuals and their families. It's an absolutely wonderful organization, and I was made aware of it, and I said, you know what, we need to spotlight this, highlight this before the people of Cleveland on the Bob France Authority. So it is my pleasure to introduce a couple of guests who are going to tell us a little bit more about GG's Playhouse. First of all, Missy, and I hope I'm saying your name right, is it Jabel, or am I saying it totally wrong?
It's Gibble.
It's Gibble.
We are not friends.
I went with the soft G instead of the hard G, and I should have known better. Missy Gibble is a member of the board and also the fundraising chair for GG's Playhouse. And then also joining us is a guy who I am very privileged to be able to talk to, because in addition to Brian Kilbane being an honorary board member and a self-advocate for GG's Playhouse, he is also one of the most ardent sports fans in all of Cleveland, with unwavering loyalty to the Browns, the Cavaliers, and the Indians. And we get to pick his brain and test his insight into the Browns as well as talking about GG's Playhouse. Brian Kilbane. Good morning, Brian. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, Brian. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you and to talk to Missy about GG's Playhouse. But before we get into all of that, you know what? It's a big time right now for the Browns, a team that you love and that I love and that everybody listening loves. And I kind of wanted to get your expert opinion, Brian, since you've been following it so closely. What do you think of the new coach, Hugh Jackson?
I like him. I think he will bring us to the championship.
You think he'll bring us to the championship? Is he the right guy?
Yes, he is.
What do you think about the quarterback situation? Do they need to find a new one, or do you like Johnny Manziel coming back?
I want a new one, and Johnny Manziel, I think he should be going.
You know what? I think you are right on the money, Brian. I would say the exact same thing. It's time for Johnny Manziel to go. Brian, you are a tremendous guy. From what I understand, you've been working in the supermarket industry for the last 24 years. You've been with Giant Eagle for the last 15 years. That's a fantastic industry to be in. How do you like working in the supermarket industry, Brian?
I like it very much.
Now, you are, in addition to being a sports fan, as we talked about, and obviously being employed and doing very well for yourself, you were involved in sports when you were in high school at Garfield Heights, right? You actually earned a varsity letter in golf. Do you still play golf?
Yes, I do.
And what's your favorite course to play? Do you have a favorite one, Brian?
Your favorite one?
Do you have a favorite golf course that you like to play when you go play golf?
No. I'll play anywhere. I don't care where.
You're just like me then. Any place I can swing the clubs, I want to swing the clubs. Hey, Brian, before I ask Missy a couple of questions about GG's Playhouse, can you tell me what made you decide to want to get involved with GG's Playhouse, Brian?
Because I want to help the kids.
Oh, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And those kids really tell me about your relationship with those young kids who come through GG's Playhouse and get lessons and are able to take advantage of the wonderful things that you offer there. That's probably a loaded question to tell you about your relationship, because it's probably a wonderful relationship with the kids. Is there anything, any favorite thing that you like to do to help kids, Brian?
No.
Probably everything, right?
Yes.
Missy, go right ahead.
I will tell you, we are having our grand opening on Saturday. So he hasn't had the fortune of working directly with the kids, but Brian has been a super advocate for us in terms of fundraising. He has put together, along with his lifelong friends, Dan Hopkins, some videos that he sent out to various organizations, and he has gotten us meetings that have resulted in thousands of dollars of donations to PG's Playhouse Cleveland. So I'm going to ring his bell.
And you should. And that is wonderful. Tell me, as you mentioned, the grand opening for Cleveland is coming up on Saturday, which is why we wanted to put you on there today to tell everybody about this. But there have been Gigi's Playhouses in other cities around the country. How big is this organization?
Absolutely. This is a national organization that started back in 2003. Nancy Gianni, the mother of Gigi, is the founder. And it started in Hoffman Estate, outside of Chicago. And it has now grown since then to 27 locations, including one in Mexico. And we are going to be the 28th.
Wow. And that is such a fantastic organization. Missy, how did you become involved with Gigi's Playhouse?
Well, our daughter, Maggie, was born in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we had the fortune of going to the original location when it was the only location. Maggie's 11 now. And Nancy Gianni and Gigi greeted us at the door. We walked in, and it was overwhelming. Just to pull in that parking lot and see a sign that said Down syndrome on it, it was an awakening. And we didn't know that we had any lack of support, and we didn't know the potential of our child until we walked in there. And we didn't hold Maggie for the rest of the 2 hours that we were there. It was congratulatory, and that wasn't common. Most people, you know, when you have a child with Down syndrome and you tell them, the first thing they say, and in good meaning, is, I'm sorry. And that's so disheartening when you have a child that you love and want to do everything you can for them. So we were driving about 45 minutes to an hour to get out to Hoffman Estates. We lived in the city of Chicago. So we did help open a location in the city. And so we knew when we moved back home to Ohio that we wanted to open a playhouse here eventually. So here we are.
We're talking with Missy Gibble, board member and fundraising chair for Gigi's Playhouse, which is a grand opening coming in on Saturday in Lakewood. We'll get you the details on the times on that in a moment. Also talking with Brian Kilbane, who's an honorary board member and also a champion fundraiser for the new Gigi's Playhouse in Cleveland, Lakewood to be specific. Missy, go a little deeper on what you said a moment ago. When you talk to somebody for the first time and they learn you have a child with Down syndrome and they say, I'm sorry, and they mean well, as you pointed out, clearly they do. They don't mean to be degrading or insulting, but you don't want sorrow. You don't want pity because you have a wonderful child there. Talk about that disconnect between people who don't understand exactly what it's like to have a Down syndrome child as you do.
Well, it's, you know, even to the parents when they first learn, it's disheartening because many aren't aware of what does Down syndrome mean? And what does that mean for my life? And I never expected to be a special needs parent. And so there is a little of that going on anyway. And then when someone turns around and says, I'm sorry, that just doubles down on your emotions. So, you know, that is why having a place like Gigi's Playhouse to have a physical location to walk into for those parents and also for the community to see this is not the end of life as you know it. It is a new beginning, and it is a positive thing. And, yes, there are struggles, and, yes, there are challenges, but every family has struggles.
There are struggles, yeah, with every kid. I don't care who they are, whether they have special needs or different needs. I mean, you know, and what you also enjoy, though, is a special kind of awesome. You have different joys and victories and wonderful things that happen to you, you know, that other families, you know, might have in a different way. And I think that's something I kind of would like people to know, and nobody better than you. And Brian also. You know, to tell them that, you know, that there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of misunderstanding, maybe that the general public, through no fault of their own, because they just haven't been exposed, that they might have when it comes to Down syndrome.
Absolutely. The individuals with Down syndrome are now attending college. They're getting married. They're living independently. Mm-hmm. Now, not everyone will be able to achieve that, but here at Gigi's, our goal is to give families and individuals with Down syndrome the tools to help them achieve their ultimate potential, whatever that may be. And you know, look at Brian. He's had amazing family support all his life, friends and neighbors that have supported him and encouraged him. Not everyone has that. You know, many people in Cleveland are transplants and in other cities. And having a Gigi's family to come to is priceless.
Absolutely. And one more time, let's remind people. First of all, the website is ggsplayhouse.org. Gigi has no apostrophe in it in the website name, just G-I-G-I-S, ggsplayhouse.org. And as far as the grand opening in the Lakewood for the Lakewood facility, it is going to be on Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 3 o'clock. Did I get all of that right?
That is correct. And if you want to get our specific Cleveland location, our website is ggsplayhouse.org. /Cleveland/Cleveland.
And you can also email if you have questions or just to let them know that you're coming. You can email Cleveland@ggsplayhouse.org. Cleveland@ggsplayhouse.org. The location, in case you're wondering, is 15316, 15316 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood. And that ribbon cutting ceremony, 3 o'clock, is on Saturday. And before we go, hey, Brian, are you still there, buddy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I know you're a Browns fan. I know you're a Cavs fan. I know you're an Indians fan. I know you're a Cleveland State fan, and I know you're a Buckeyes fan. If I had to ask, or if you had to tell me which of those is your very favorite team, which one would you say?
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns, and they're going to win a championship with Hugh Jackson, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And you know what? I think they got the right man for the job this time, Brian, and I hope you're right. Hey, Brian, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and talking about Gigi's Playhouse with us. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Brian, have a good time on Saturday. You will be at the grand opening, right?
Yes.
Awesome. You have a good time, Brian, and thank you so much for talking with us. And Missy, thank you for sharing the information about Gigi's Playhouse as well. We really appreciate it.
Bob, absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
God bless. Thank you so much, Missy and Brian. There's Missy Gibble and Brian Kilbane from Gigi's Playhouse joining us this morning on the Bob Franz Authority. Final segment coming up after this.
Bob Franz on AM 1420. The Answer.